Super Bowl, here we go.
Cheer the Steelers, black and the gold.
Here we go.
This town of Pittsburgh's heart and soul.
Here we go.
The Steeler Nation has the best fans. We are from Pittsburgh, the six-time Super Bowl champ.
Here we go.
And welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com sports podcast. Today we're talking about Big Ben's Big Night. As a longtime fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers, which I am, and it began back in 1970 after quarterback Terry Bradshaw joined the team, I was feeling a little bit older by the end of Monday night's football game between Pittsburgh and Cleveland at Heinz Field in Steel City. The Steelers still have a slim chance to make the NFL playoffs, but this game on Monday night was all about the final home game to be played by Steeler quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Steeler Nation and his black and gold teammates wanted to win this game for their longtime leader, number 7, Big Ben. Ben Roethlisberger dropped a big hint last week that Monday night would likely be his final home game as a Pittsburgh Steeler. He's now 39 years of age, and sadly plays even older than that at times. He's also called Big Ben for a big reason. He's 6'5" tall, weighs 240 pounds, and has taken so many NFL hits that he is lucky to be simply standing upright at this point in his career. Big Ben grew up in northwestern Ohio and played his college football for Miami University of Ohio, not Florida. I was fortunate enough to see him play college football as a sophomore in 2002 when the Miami Redhawks, as they are now called, visited LSU's Tiger Stadium to play in Baton Rouge. Miami was thrashed by LSU 33-7 that night, but Big Ben Roethlisberger was quite noticeable with size. He was as large as many of his offensive linemen, his strong throwing arm, and his toughness at the quarterback position in college. The following year, Miami would go 13-1 and finish number 10 in the final Associated Press rankings. In 2004, Ben Roethlisberger was drafted as part of what is considered to be one of the most talented quarterback classes in NFL history, though Eli Manning and Philip Rivers would be taken before Roethlisberger at number 11 by Pittsburgh. It was the Steelers owner Dan Rooney who implored coach Bill Cowher to take Big Ben when he was still available in the first round at the number 11 spot for Pittsburgh. That selection was love at first sight for Pittsburgh Steeler fans. Ben Roethlisberger came into Steel City as a rookie looking a lot like Steelers legend Terry Bradshaw. He's big, he's strong, and he could throw that ball a country mile.
Yes!
Pittsburgh Steelers fans wanted a quarterback who was capable of leading their beloved team back to the Super Bowl one more time. After winning 4 rings in the 1970s, Pittsburgh's fans were hungry to finally win one for the thumb upon Ben's arrival. During his rookie year in 2004, Ben Roethlisberger was every bit the player the Steelers fans were hoping for. After earning the starting job early in the year, he went 13-0 and led Pittsburgh deep into the playoffs. In the AFC Championship game played in Pittsburgh, Tom Brady led New England to victory and ultimately the Super Bowl win to pop Pittsburgh's bubble that year. Roethlisberger would win the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year award for his success on the field. The following year, Big Ben and the Steelers rolled past Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Denver in the playoffs to win the AFC title, and then they defeated Seattle 21-10 to win the team's 5th Super Bowl ring. At just 23 years old, Ben Roethlisberger was then the youngest starting quarterback to earn a Super Bowl victory. Around this time in his life, though, Ben Roethlisberger had become a big celebrity with the fame and money to go along with it. He simply didn't handle it very well at the time. Ben was quickly becoming a cartoon caricature of himself as he dealt with several embarrassing off-the-field exploits, which were keeping his name in the tabloids for all the wrong reasons. Many years later, Big Ben would admit to having an alcohol addiction problem. Fortunately, Ben Roethlisberger soon discovered his future wife, Ashley, who was also an accomplished athlete in high school and college while living in Pittsburgh. This couple would eventually be married in 2011. Ben credits his wife Ashley with helping him overcome a number of personal and professional challenges. The couple now has 3 children. Back to the football field, the Pittsburgh Steelers had to deal with the sudden retirement of their longtime coach, Bill Cowher, after the 2006 football season. Pittsburgh then hired young defensive coordinator Mike Tomlin, who was just 36 years of age at the time, to become the team's new head football coach. During this same period of time, Ben Roethlisberger would begin to deal with a variety of injuries which would plague his 18 years in the NFL. In 2008, Big Ben signed a long-term contract calling for $102 million to be paid over the next 8 football seasons. By doing so, he was telling the city of Pittsburgh and their fans that he was planning to play for the Steelers for the rest of his career. By the end of that first year of his new contract, he would forever endear himself to Steelers fans everywhere by taking the team to a record-setting 6th Super Bowl win over the Arizona Cardinals. Roethlisberger rallied the team with just 2 minutes left in the game and tossed a game-winning touchdown to Santonio Holmes with just 35 seconds to go as the Steelers won a thriller 27-23. Big Ben would lead Pittsburgh to one final Super Bowl appearance to conclude the 2010 season, but Green Bay was able to withstand a late rally to down the Steelers 31-25. Since that time, Pittsburgh has remained relevant, but the New England Patriots, led by Tom Brady, Denver, led by that wily veteran Peyton Manning, and Kansas City, led by the young gunslinger Patrick Mahomes, have dominated the AFC over the last decade. Though Ben Roethlisberger's Pittsburgh Steelers teams would never have a losing record in his 18 years, and this year's team is now 8-7-1 with just one game to go, Pittsburgh has struggled to climb back atop of the AFC. Ben Roethlisberger has sustained a number of injuries, including 3 concussions over his incredible 18-year career in Pittsburgh. Beginning in 2006, he had a concussion from helmet-to-helmet contact. In 2009, Achilles injury and another concussion. 2010, a foot fracture and a nose fracture. In 2011, a foot sprain, ankle sprain, and thumb fracture. 2012, an ankle sprain, Achilles injury, and a dislocated shoulder on his throwing arm and a rib injury. In 2013, he dislocated a finger on his throwing hand. In 2015, knee sprains, foot sprains, and another concussion. In 2016, torn ligaments in his throwing shoulder. In 2018, cracked ribs. In 2019, he had an elbow injury which required surgery. In 2020, both of his knees were strained. And this year, he's had a left pectoral strain and a hip injury. That's a lot in 18 years. But on Monday night, on a cold 25-degree night in Pittsburgh, Steeler Nation poured out their love for their departing offensive leader in a nationally televised game against arch-rival Cleveland. Thousands of "Thank you, Ben" and "Number 7 Forever" signs adorned Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. The roar of the crowd when Roethlisberger took the field during the player introductions was simply incredible. Big Ben struggled on the field again Monday night, as he has often during this past season, by completing 24 out of 46 passes, but for only 123 yards.
No!
But it simply didn't matter Monday night. The Pittsburgh defense obliterated the Cleveland Browns quarterback with 9 sacks, and the crowd was as loud as if this game was being played for the AFC Championship. No one in the stadium wearing black and gold was going to let Big Ben Roethlisberger lose his final home game in Pittsburgh. The Steelers prevailed 26-14 thanks to a final-minute score to ice the game by talented rookie running back Najee Harris. After the game's final play, Big Ben had tears in his eyes as he accepted the congratulations from the players and then took a final lap around the stadium to salute the thousands of terrible towel-waving Pittsburgh faithful. Roth would then be greeted on the field by his wife and 3 children and slowly depart Heinz Field for the final time in his 18-year career. Ben Roethlisberger epitomized the tough, blue-collar work ethic which Pittsburgh is known for. I don't know about you, but I can't remember any professional football player receiving a more meaningful and heartfelt on-the-field thank you from both his teammates and the fans the way that Big Ben did on Monday Night Football. He deserved every minute of it. And thank you for the memories, number 7. I'm Swamp Swami. Here we go.